Proclamation number 7187 of 13th of October, 1958. Expiry of a redemption period. You only have a little time left and a redemption period will come to an end and a new one will begin. What this means is beyond your comprehension, and that is why all references to it are not believed. Rarely does only one person deal with it in thought, and therefore only one person also seldom prepares his life for it. But you should all be told that it is extremely important for you how you yourselves will be at the end of the earth period. And you have this state in your own hands and thus also have to answer to the one to whom you owe the grace of embodiment as a human being. The fact that you live on earth as a human being is a grace from God, your Creator and Father. Although, on the other hand, it is the consequence of the former sin of apostasy from God, which you therefore also owe to your deceiver and enemy, God's adversary. But the return to God also necessitates your earthly progress, and this is therefore also granted to you through the love of the one who created you. Thus the earthly path can earn you your return to God. But you can also remain in the power of his adversary. You are free to do both, and God gave you, i.e., the one who once fell away from him, certain periods of time for this purpose, which should serve that redemption from the adversary and return to him. And such a redemption period has now soon expired and you are about to come to an end. There is the possibility to escape his power and return to the Father's house again. But you can also forfeit this possibility for yourselves and fall back again into the dreadful fate from which you have already escaped through the endlessly long course of development over this earth. You can again fall endlessly low and again need endless times until you reach the same stage and again walk the course over this earth. God knows the fate of every single soul. He knows its state of maturity, its attitude and thus also the danger it is in. And as long as it still walks across the earth as a human being, there is also still the possibility of a change of will, which God now still uses until the end. And this also includes that people are repeatedly informed of what is in store for them. And he constantly warns and admonishes and never misses an opportunity to inform the few who are still open-hearted about coming events, about the forthcoming end, and to enlighten them about the actual purpose of earthly life and the earthly task. The fact that only a few ever accept what is proclaimed to them can be explained by the human being's freedom of will, who may not be forced to believe by evidence or unusual phenomena. Yet God himself addresses people. They could believe if only they were willing to listen to him, because then he would also be able to reveal himself to them without coercion, and soon they would no longer need any evidence and would feel into the hearts by whom they are addressed. And people would then live responsibly and also look forward to the end with confidence and without fear, for these will not be lost eternally. Amen.